This is Cherry Johnson, and you are listening to Ricky Romance's No Filter on iHeartRadio.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? This is your boy, Ricky Romance, and this is the Ricky Romance No Filter podcast. That's right, y'all. We back, and we better than ever. You know what I'm saying? The number one podcast on iHeartRadio. Let's go.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yo. What's up?
I don't think they're ready.
They're not ready, Steve. Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Ricky Romance.
This is your boy, Stevie Nunes. Hey, Ricky, you can't be catching me off guard like that. You know what I'm saying? You're like, this is Ricky. I'm like, what's up, guys? Yeah, I think it's time that we get a little messy today. What do you think, Ricky?
Hey, man, you know, man, I don't know how messy we can get. This lady right here, our next guest, she's pretty clean, man. Cleaner than a referee's whistle, man. She ain't got no smut on her name.
I don't know. Everyone has a little messy in them, you know? Messy is a good thing. It's never a bad thing. What do you think, Ricky?
Okay. All right, well, without further ado, let's get into it. We have a special guest here today, a very, very dear friend of mine, someone that's well respected throughout the music industry and all over the world, throughout the film and television industry. You guys may have seen her on some of your favorite TV shows. One that's really noticeable, one that's really close to my heart and everybody's heart, is called Family Matters. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome Miss Cherry Johnson to the show.
Thank you for having me, babe.
Hola, hola. How are you? ¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás? Bien, gracias. ¿Y tú, papá?
Bien. Oh, my God. That's Spanish. I'm loving it.
Oh, you know, say, huh?
I love it. Wow. I'm so excited to have you here today, Ricky.
I'm excited as well, man. I'm over here twiddling my thumb right now. Like, I'm just like, oh my God, we actually have Cherry here now. What are we gonna ask
her? You're so cute. I've been waiting for you. I was wondering if this was gonna be one of those times where you like stand me up again. I'm like, what's going on? I think I got a Ricky Romance date. Then come to find out I don't have a Ricky Romance date. See, Stevie, Ricky and I go back way back.
Oh yeah, way back to
like
Chris,
how bad,
way
how
back
bad.
To the Chris Brown.
Oh wait, Cherry, so that we can get messy then. Ooh, I'm gonna ask you some questions about him, but yeah, go. Let's get back to the interview. Let's go.
I mean, you know, her and Waldo Fardo, man, for many years, man. You know, they was dating and we never got a chance to know if them what happened in when them doors closed.
Cherry, yeah. You care to share?
You know, it's so cute. Sean and I actually talked yesterday. It's been like a whole Family Matters week for me. I talked to Kelly yesterday. She was on her way to pick her kids up from school. I was going to get the groceries. And Sean and I talk all the time. He's one of my biggest confidants. Sean, aka Waldo, is one of my biggest confidants in this world. He's like my diary. So if you ever really want to know anything about me and you want somebody to get messy, it's really him that you have to go to.
Ooh.
Well, Cherry. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I heard that. And you know, we got to get him on the show too, man, to you know, to find out some of the real tea that Cherry's not gonna tell us.
Yeah, I know that part.
So Cherry, wow. I mean, how's life been for you? I mean, you. Let's go back to when the first time I heard your name.
Oh my God, how far
Punky
is that?
Brewster.
I was gonna say, Punky how Brewster. Far is that? We were babies, right? Because I've known Raz forever and I've known you forever. So are we talking about personal or are we talking about professional? Because those are two completely different things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just thinking about, you know what I'm saying, the first time I saw you with that headband on, you know, I don't know, I was probably about maybe 9 years old or something. I didn't even know what a crush was.
Oh, that's too cute.
You know what I mean? So to be able to like be friends with you like all these years later, it really is an honor. You know, and I saw you do a lot in these last few years. You have a new business, And it's located out of Florida. Is it called Keeping It Natural?
Yeah, it's Keeping It All Natural. You know, we're in a day and of age, unfortunately, where women are not really loving themselves for who they are. And I want women to realize that they were born perfectly imperfect. So we opened up a wellness center, and it's called Keeping It All Natural. And it's all about self-care. And it's kind of in the hub where all the women are going to get their BBLs. And all the women are going to get, you know, their mommy makeovers and things like that. Unfortunately, you have a lot of these young women who are going to get these procedures done, but they're not taking care of themselves afterwards. So a lot of our business is actually plastic surgery aftercare, or after things have gone wrong.
So basically, you guys remove the fake titties, right?
We're not removing. We are not doctors. We are not removing anything. But what we do do is we massage them, which a lot of young women are not doing correctly. So they're not understanding why they develop these lumps and things like that. And then they're left with these horrible scars that they don't know how to get rid of. We do have a machine called the Icoon One, and it does laser sculpting as well as microdermabrasion, and it eases scars. So if you have like a keloid scar, it takes the keloid away to make it less noticeable. But it's all natural. Everything that we do in our facility is all natural. All the products that we use is all natural. And we're teaching women to love themselves from the inside out.
Wow. Love yourself first, right?
Yes,
that's pretty cool that you, you know what I'm saying, offering something to all your sisters. You know, I know you be giving out advice to the sisters. Just recently, I actually saw you did an interview with Webster.
Emmanuel Lewis.
Yes. Wow.
Love Webster. Manny has been my friend since we were kids. Manny does not do interviews, okay? So I can't let you call it an interview. Manny and I just had a conversation. He was okay with having a conversation with me. He was not okay with having an interview.
Well, we would love to have a conversation with Mr. Emmanuel Lewis, not an interview here on our show.
Make sure when you approach him, with like, hey, bro, I just want to have a conversation with you. And because he literally does not give interviews. But I've known Manny since I was 6 years old. And so for me.
Weren't you on Webster?
No, I wasn't. I never got to be. I would have loved to be.
Because Punky Brewster was out around the same time as Webster.
Yes. And so every time that NBC had like their affiliate parties or their Christmas parties, we all got to hang out together.
Wow. That's very interesting. So let me ask you this. Are you, cause people, we love seeing you on TV. We love you as the character Maxine on Family Matters. Like, is there going to be a reboot? Are you guys going to bring it back? You know, cause we really miss you guys.
I've only heard the fans talk about a reboot. I do not believe that it's ever going to happen. Some things are only supposed to happen once. They're not supposed to happen twice. But even if they did, I don't know that I would be invited back.
I honestly feel that, you know, Urkel doesn't want to be Urkel. So, and that's why I'm going to get messy real quick. And that's why there's not going to be a reboot. But honestly, I feel like you guys could do it without Urkel, to be honest with you.
But see, here's the thing. We don't own the show, right? The producers own the show. So if the producers approach a cast member that they feel is essential to making the show go on, and there's some kind of wall that's built up between the producer and the cast member that was approached, the producer doesn't then just move on and approach everybody else. It gets put in the back burner because the producer don't need the money. Those producers are very wealthy.
Right.
And the cast member that they approach is a one-man man. They don't care about the betterment of all. They care about self. So you're right with your assumption, Stevie. It probably ain't gonna happen. And you know, like... It's so cute because like when they do the little reunions and stuff like that, I was just a reoccurring character. I wasn't part of the family. So even if they did something like that, who's to say that they would call me? They usually won't call the one that won't pretend.
So what is it like? I know you were on the Parkers for maybe what, 2 or 3 years?
No, it was just like it was a reoccurring role, yeah, for a couple years, but it was only a few episodes.
So what's your relationship like with Countess?
That's my cousin.
Oh yeah, I did. Yes, you guys are related.
So
Countess, vocals.
Since we were little kids, right? I met Countess when she did Star Search. Amy Foster, the girl from Punky Brewster who played Margot, was actually one of the contestants up against Countess Vaughn. Countess and I met backstage, and then she went on to do 227, and it was like this whole life manifestation thing that we were like, oh my God, we are going to work together one day, right?
Right.
Then come to find out, my little brother's mama married this dude, and the dude is her cousin. So rightfully so, after all these years, that's my cousin.
Wow. And you know, it's crazy because that does happen. That happens frequently. Like it happens. It's normalized. Like you could be best friends with someone for so many years and have that connection, and then boom, you're related. Like,
yeah,
out of nowhere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, even though, you know, it's my brother's baby, my brother's mama, me and my brother have different mothers, but still, that was good enough for me.
Right. Girl, everybody's my cousin. Right. I mean, Ricky's my cousin. Hey, you're my new cousin.
I got that Latin blood in me, you know, ever since I went to Colombia. I think I'm Colombian.
Yeah, you look like those Afro-Colombians.
What'd you say, Sherry?
I said, just because you've been in a lot of Colombiana don't necessarily make you Colombian.
You're so funny. So, Sherry, so it's been a lot of talk lately. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm surprised that I haven't hit the blogs. I heard you're supposed to be doing Playboy. And I'm like, that is not true. This woman she's a mother now.
But lately, like, that is so old. In fact, these people took a picture, I want to say from like 2010. It was a picture that was taken in Miami for something called Ocean Drive Magazine, which goes in like all the hotels and stuff on Ocean Drive. They took a picture from behind the scene and said it was in Malibu and said I was doing Playboy, which is wild.
It would sell. I mean, Playboy is not, they don't make physical copies now. I think it's just a digital magazine, but you know how many people will subscribe to see that?
Yeah, but Hugh's not alive you anymore. That. You know, Hugh Hefner's not alive anymore.
I called you that.
I was just visualizing
you standing there as like a goddess, like with like a damn crown on and like with nothing on but a feather robe.
My homegirl, Jalissa Lynn, who is also rumored to be my girlfriend, she is a Playboy bunny, and she got to do it while Hugh was still alive, which is a big deal.
Jalissa,
wow.
Wasn't that your girlfriend?
Yeah, that's what they say. That was my girlfriend. I love Jalissa.
But be honest, though. Let's get a little messy, Stevie. Be honest, though.
Okay.
Be honest, though. Did y'all cross the line?
I mean, I kissed her on camera. What's crossing the line? Isn't crossing the line when somebody says no?
Well, crossing the line is when you guys have sexual relations.
Oh, no. Unfortunately, I can't claim that. I don't know. Like, as a girl, like, I don't even understand. Is it lying on my clit? Since it's like men lie on their dicks. Is it lying on my clit? Or is it?
Yes.
Like... Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So I can't even lie on my clit like that. Unfortunately. No.
Mess.
Now we're getting messy. I love it.
Wait, a fucking mess. So wait a minute. So now we're digging now. So remember the rapper Shaheen?
Yeah.
How well do you know him?
I know him extremely well. He was on my podcast and we talked all about it. It's not a secret.
Okay.
Ricky, yeah, you being messy, Ricky.
I've always been a fan of his music. You know what I mean? But I remember having a heated conversation with him over you.
Really?
I never got a chance to talk to him. I hope he make sure he don't feel no type of way still, because you know.
You had a heated conversation with Shy about me.
I did.
The years don't line up. How? Why?
Well, you know, when everything, you know, hit TMZ about us being engaged and everything, you know, shit went haywire.
That's weird.
know, so.
It's weird. A lot of people had heated conversations with me about you, which like took me, I'm like, oh, I'm taken aback. Why?
Mostly. Hello?
Right.
So
right.
Sherry, let me get a little messy and let's rewind a little bit because I know that the audience wants to know a little bit more when it comes to family matters. Now, if you guys decided to make a Maxine spinoff or something, is that bad?
No. I can't decide to make a Maxine spinoff because the producers own that character. I just played her. I am not Maxine.
Damn, they're smart. They own everything.
Man, hey, we could come with a whole new series right now, similar concept, and call it Why Family Matters.
And I cannot play Maxine or they will sue me.
You wouldn't play Maxine. You would play yourself.
I wouldn't play Cherry ever because I did not get into the business. First of all, I never wanted to be famous. Second of all, I never really realized that, like, I know I was popular like in school, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't know that people all over the world were watching me. And so my goal was never for the world to know me as a person. My goal was to play other characters and do it well enough for you to believe that I'm them. So I would never come into a project and play myself, ever. Because that's not for the world to know.
Yo, I just got a special guest in the studio. Just put up, just walked right in the middle of the damn interview, y'all.
What's up, special guest?
Yo, my boy Brian. What's up, man? My boy Brian from Soul For Real, man. Yo, what's up, B?
Yo, Ricky, what up, baby?
What's up, man? How you doing, bro? Soul For Real in the building, yo.
Hey, what's going on, sir?
Hi, baby.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. Awesome. How about yourself?
Oh, amazing. Wait a minute. Hold up. Do we got a new song right here? Is this a new song from Soul For Real right here? Oh, what's this?
I'm out here.
Okay.
This is the West Coast, right?
Right. Well, man, we love you, man. Thanks for pulling up, man.
Definitely.
We appreciate you. Okay, now back to the show. Sorry, y'all. All
right.
So, we were talking about this Maxine show, Stevie. Stevie? Jerry? Did I lose y'all? Earth to Cherry. Earth to Stevie. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I thought we lost you. I thought we lost you there.
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
She was lost and now she is found. Hallelujah. No, it's not. So Sherry, I'm super like super, super excited that you're going on to different ventures. So you said you're in Florida is where you're located?
Yes.
In your business?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So am I. So we're going to party it up one day. Maybe some shots.
Yeah, I better not be partying without me. I better get an invitation.
So why not Cali and why Florida?
Why not Cali for the spa?
Just living, period.
Oh, like I ran away. Once I had a child, my baby was in ballet and I thought I was recording her for her father and she was so cute. She was 3 years old. And the whole video is this man asking me what it was like to work with Steve Urkel and what's it like to be on Urkel and what's it like, you know, Punky Brewster and when's the last time we saw each other. And when I got her home, I couldn't even send her father the video because I was a little bit embarrassed. You couldn't even watch her dance. All you heard was this man. And I realized that I felt like it was an invasion of her privacy to do
this.
And I wanted to be able to raise my daughter and be my daughter's mother instead of my daughter being my daughter, you know?
And that's great. I think that's absolutely great. I think it's needed. I think it is really hard to go somewhere. It's like me, you know, being a radio personality. Everyone's like, oh my God, could you play my music? Oh my God, and it's like, you're in the middle of like, just trying to be a parent. And here comes the weird stuff. I mean, I'm happy for it, right? We get happy for it, but it's like, is our kids happy?
I'm not gonna say I'm happy. I'm thankful that people remember the characters that I played, right?
Right.
But I kind of started to feel like that movie Get Out. Like I wanted to get out and I wanted to run away. And who was I running away from? I was running away from me being me.
Right.
Right. And how do you do that? You know, so I just kind of decided that we were going to up and leave.
Yeah. And I feel like Florida, you could do that. Florida is like, no one harasses you. You're just like, everyone's chill. And that's why I moved here too. I was up north in the New York area. And I thought Florida is perfect for my children as well.
Yeah.
But
nobody cares. And they all have more money than I do. So they're not impressed.
They're not. No one here is impressed. I'm happy you said that and you like peeped that, because honestly, I thought I was the only one. No one gives a shit in Florida. Like, no. They don't. They don't care where you work, what you do. It's like, all right, just take a shot and just, I don't care who you are.
Like, and it's like, you know, a real conversation. If somebody says, hey, how are you? They mean, hey, how are you? It's not, you know, I don't get that conversation. I get the, what are you doing now? And I'm always like, what are you doing now? Did you bag those groceries good today? Did you put the bread on the bottom or the top? You know, and then people look at me like I'm being rude, but I'm not my job.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, I'm sorry, but getting back to your job, so we can be messy.
Cherry.
Wait, can I ask her about that?
Are you still an actor? Messy.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Ask.
Cherry, are you still an actor, or you just said fuck acting and you in the health? You in the beauty industry now?
I have not gone a year since I was 6 years old without having an acting job.
Okay.
I'm an actor.
Okay.
But it's just how I pay my bills.
Okay, I just want to hear you stand on it.
Oh, but yeah, absolutely. I have an audition I have to turn in on Monday.
Okay, and do you have any...
I got to work.
I'm sorry for cutting you off. Go ahead.
No, you're okay. I'm sorry I cut you off. I said, I got to work. I need a check.
That's right. So do you have any projects that you're working on? Any projects where you're going to be casting for, looking for talent? Or, you know, how can people get in contact with you and you know what I mean? Just be able, you know, if they want to reach out to you, or, you know, just to, you know, stay updated with what Allison has going on in her life.
You know, as long as Instagram doesn't block me, which they're really good at, like Facebook, you can always go to my Instagram. It's CherryJohnson75. I'm CherryJohnson75 over all my social medias. I am only there for one reason, and that is to keep in touch with the people who I feel like grew up with me and who love me and support me. And that way I can talk back to you personally. I am still working. I produced a project that we are looking for distribution. I talked to you about that, Ricky, because I might need you to walk me in a couple offices. But besides that, I just kind of inked a deal with these guys. We're going to be trying to see if we can do these 47 movies in the next year and a half independently.
Claim it done in the name of Jesus.
Amen. They got the
right person, and that's you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Cherry. I feel like I want to drag this out because I got so much stuff I want to ask you, but
ask.
Oh,
ask.
Really? Okay. So what's up? So are you married right now? What's up? Why you be hiding your man? I don't see your man on your social media.
Well, if you think I'm hiding, then you just don't know what you're looking at, because sometimes things are hidden in plain sight. My family has no, they are not seeking the limelight in any way. And
I seen that big rock on your hand. That's why I'm like, what's going on over there?
So I do keep them personal because I feel like that's all that I have, but it's never trying to hide anybody. It's just the fact that they don't care about you guys. You're not their livelihood. My daughter, the only reason why my daughter has graced my social media pages is because I was taking a family court in the living room. My mother was the judge. Her father was her attorney. And she decided that she wanted to publish her book and she wanted a YouTube page. And so that's the only reason why occasionally you see her on my social media. And because
that's so cute, because I know you was not letting nobody see your daughter on Instagram.
No,
you wouldn't show her face.
No,
for years.
I wouldn't.
She said it's none of y'all business.
Until she was like seven, And then she kind of just started bogarting her way in the camera where she was like, I want this.
I noticed that. She's so funny.
It had to be her choice, you know?
Right.
I grew up in a business where I watched a lot of my friends live their parents' dreams. Mm. And those are the kids who grew up on drugs. Those are the kids who are dead now. And those are the kids who were miserable and hated being, quote unquote, a child star. Where my mother never forced me. Soleil's mother never forced her. You know, Kelly's parents never forced her. We're all very happy with what we do because it was our choices.
Right.
And so I always wanted it to be my... Yeah, I always wanted it to be her choice.
You're a good mommy. You're a really good mommy. And, you know, for moms that don't know how to be a mom, or you're not sure how to be a mom, you know, or you just, you know, need to brush up on your skills, you guys definitely need to follow Cherry. She's got some great advice. She's a great mom. You know, Cherry, we're looking forward to really seeing these projects that you have coming. You know what I'm saying? We really are.
Thank you. And trust me, motherhood, I don't have it all figured out. It's a lot of trial and error. A lot.
Well, you going through the motions, and I respect that because I'm not a parent.
Thank you. I have a wonderful little girl who really deserves the best. And right now, that is the most important thing in my life, is to try and be a good mom and to raise a healthy, functional, loving adult.
Shout out to Rhythm. Everybody, you guys, make sure you guys buy Rhythm's book. It is out, and you guys can buy it.
Thank you. It's called Cucumbers Are Delicious. You can buy the Kindle download on Amazon, or you can go to The Real Cherry and buy it on my website. The hard copies are on my website because she wants to sign them before they're sent out.
That's so cute. Well,
this was a really good, this was really, a really, really good interview. But make sure for everyone that's tuned in and listening, make sure you go to the at the official Messy Palace Instagram and make sure you interact. Because Cherry, you was giving us some tea, honey. I told you, Ricky, that she could have some mess. Everyone has some mess that turns into a message. So, yeah, thanks for being here with us.
And Cherry is one of the guys, man.
Absolutely. If you ask, I might tell. I think that's why a lot of people don't ask, because they're scared of what's going to come out of my mouth.
They ain't ready for your mouth. That's all awesome. Right, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Y'all stay tuned.
I love you.
Adios.
Cherry, we got to get you back on the show for part two.
Anytime. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Later, y'all.
This is Here We Go by Tasha Scott. Let's get into it.
We can get together like right now. So tell me if you're with it. I just booked a plane ticket. Me and you, oh yeah, that's winning. And it don't matter where we go. Whether passport in Rico, passport stamps to Rio, all the way down, here we go, we go. Yeah, what we have is a dream. Up in the clouds with you, that's all I need. Your arms around me, I feel like I'm free. Let me put you in a nice Cali king. I wanna take you wherever you please. Ocean to ocean, babe, deep down in me. Riding the wave that I want you to see. All the way down, here we go, we go. Going down on me like tidal waves. Back and forth all night, I gotta say. When we go hard, it's a symphony. Yeah, when we have a dream. Up in the clouds with you, that's all I need. Your arms around me, I feel like I'm free. Let me put you in a nice Cali king. I wanna take you wherever you please. Ocean to ocean, babe, deep down in me. Riding the wave that I want you to see. All the way down, here we go.